Recotrans 117.
Okay.
All right. Tony, are you still on?
I am.
Okay, is there anyone else on the phone?
Commissioner Cabello.
Is that Celeste?
That's Commissioner Cabello.
Celeste and.
Oh, okay. Both. So both of them are on there.
Yeah, they're both on.
Great. Well, we'd like to welcome all of you out to the Recotrans Special Service District Board Meeting. First item of business is the approval of our last minutes that occurred on the 20th of December of last year. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes? Everybody had their chance to go over them?
Yes.
All right.
I've spoken.
What was that, Tony?
You made a motion.
Oh, you motioned, okay. All right, any, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, the minutes of December 20th are approved. Okay. We've now, the first item on the agenda is our financials to kind of review that. Clayton, we'll turn that to you.
Yeah, on the last page of the handout that I sent, really the only review after our budget was approved. So far, I submitted our 2023 budget to the state auditor site and then our deposit and investment report, which is attached at the back of that. And that would show our total holdings on that last page right there. So.
Can Clayton speak a little closer to the mic, please? We can't hear him.
So that was the, I submitted our 2023 budget to the state auditors. And then the last page, and I did email this meeting packet to those that aren't in attendance, so you can follow along if you need to. And that last page is our deposit and investment report. Just shows our total holdings. That's required. So as far as financial, that's really the update. The only thing since our last meeting that was expended was when I did the bank reconciliation, the Kanab City did spend that $25,000 check on the connector trailhead. Right, Kelly? Is that what it's...
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be waiting for them to get that going, basically. So that's kind of the review. If there's any questions on that report.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And Tony brought up that the resource committee doesn't have any funds, okay? Does that preclude us from giving funds to the resource committee to protect the source of the funds for the transportation committee, i.e. energy development? That's where we get our money from. Is that illegal to do that, or can we do that? I know you have it set up to where, so that the county can draw the full amount of money. I understand that whole process. You don't want it going to the general fund because it takes money away from this. But if it goes into the transportation, Recotrans, can we not give money for instance, the Alton Coal Project? What's going on there? Or BLM permitting all that? I don't know.
You can't give money.
That can only recreation and transportation.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah, it's specifically not to be used for that.
Protecting the money for Recotrans.
Yeah, basically. There's something in the
okay.
The rules that
where's our attorney, by the way?
Yeah, he's got a meeting.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, it seems like if people want money, that's the whole purpose of them coming to ask for money. And so if somebody wants money, they come, request, give a pitch, and then we vote on it. If it met criteria, we get it.
Yeah. Where is Jeff?
I don't know how you broke that down or anything.
Tuesdays is Justice Court.
I did have another question for you. Tuesdays are what?
Justice Court. That's what Jeff is.
So we'll never have a lawyer here.
Well, sometimes he doesn't have anything on the docket, so that's what he's thinking.
It's investment sales. Another question on the budget. We talked last time about moving the savings account money to the PTIF.
Yep.
Is that something that we'll get?
Probably, yeah. We'll probably end up doing that.
And
there's nothing,
I mean, basically because it's a better interest rate, right?
Yes.
So.
What is a PTIF right now?
Are these right there. Does it say have the percentage?
It says 0.36% for the ECR sweep rate. And are those the interest rates? Is that the sweep rate the same as the...
Yeah, that's what they gave me to put there, whether...
Well, yeah, well, it's 0.36 for PTIF, 0.25 for savings, so, I mean...
Yeah, it's better.
For sure. Yeah.
I think it's much higher than that.
I do, too. That's kind of what they... Because they...
That was in the past, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most recent one they gave me. So, they're not super worried about it. I don't know if they just guessed because it's kind of sounding
like that. Was that the change? Maybe that was the delta?
The change.
The change in the
spread.
Yeah, I thought it was like 4 or 5 or so. I thought it was some whole percentage.
Somewhere. Let me look.
And then also, I mean, our general checking, I mean, is it within the state laws to be able to move the general checking into a money market checking?
Well, that's the PTIF.
Oh, so that's it. Okay.
You can go, it's not a money market, but you can put anything, you put money in the PTIF, the Public Treasury Investment Fund of the state, and then you can move money out of that into your general budget when you
need it.
So
yeah.
It could be identified as, you know, this is our save or whatever, but you put it in there so you can get the most out of it.
And right. So we only move that into state bank to general checking.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, so that's what we talked about. Yeah. The last meeting, did we make a motion to do that? Or was it just a
recommendation? We did, but most of our money's in the PTIF, correct?
It is, yes.
Yeah,
but we've got $144,000 in savings.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of...
But we have $351,000 just sitting in the general state, you know, the 0% interest, according to this. Amount held is $351,000 in our State Bank of Southern Utah's general checking.
Can you just move that money though in and out of PTIF as you want to? You can.
Yeah.
So you can put it all in PTIF and then spend whatever our budget is.
There you go.
Then I would recommend that we move.
Is that the best way to do it?
I don't know the best way to do it.
Well,
I would recommend we move that $351,000 back into PTIF just to be drawing interest until we need to use it.
And we've got some.
Where are you going to
say? We need to keep a little bit of a buffer in there. We're going
sure,
to completely.
Some, but anyway, just to...
But we know how much we're going to spend.
Yeah, that's awesome. We need to keep that.
If we approve a project, you move it in.
Yeah, we have some approved projects. Even though they're loitering and the wind's not doing anything, they're still approved projects. And we don't know when they'll get their stuff together and actually need it. So we should have that money available.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest should be...
Yeah.
Getting the higher interest rate.
Absolutely. Either our savings at State Bank or the PTIF.
I think we're trying to get rid of the savings, so that's what
we can do. Whatever we do to put it in the highest interest bearing we can. Okay, any other comments on the financials?
I'm going to get it right here on the PTIF. She thinks it's around 3.8%. But
yeah.
3.8%. Thank you. Yeah.
365, 3.8533.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 3.8533, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and invoice updates. Do you have any invoices?
No, I thought I was going to get a few invoices, but really just invoices for the Southern Utah News, and I actually haven't got the final, so no checks will be sent out for payment right now this meeting.
Okay, we'll let the next item and we'll move to the general other category. Approval and review of the 2023 meeting schedule. All right. I'm sure there'll be dates on here that some of us won't be able to make it to all the time, but any real questions or concerns about...
I'll have a question. What does it say... Clayton, in our order, how many people can be on the phone and how many have to be up here present? promotions and things.
As long
three.
As what'd you say?
He said three.
No, I'm saying I know.
You have to have at least three voting members.
How many can be on the phone and how many can be here in person?
Is there a rule?
It's not stated, I don't believe.
Okay.
We have to develop the policy and it has to be a written policy.
How many?
Electronic participation.
Yeah. I know our board, we can only have three members on the phone. The rest of them have to be present, so.
But really, it's up to the governing body to determine.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. So.
Okay.
I'd make a motion to approve the schedule. It's the same exact one as the other schedule, right?
I make a motion to approve the schedule.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right. Great. Approve the schedule for 2023. Election of chair and vice chair. Okay.
So Tony's been the chair this year, right?
He has in 2022. You still fine?
I'm in promotion.
What do you got?
He's breaking up.
I make a motion that we approve Lance Jackson to be the chair for next year.
You don't want to keep running with that?
I'll second that.
You're a viable incumbent, Tony.
Don't let him get out of it.
I've been there longer than dirt.
All right, we've had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Besides maybe me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Vice chair. We have a motion for anyone to serve as vice chair.
Make a motion we approve Mike Noel to be vice chair.
He would be vice chair of the resource committee also. Do you have any problem with that, Mike?
I appreciate that, Tony, but we probably ought to put someone else in there because as I see it, the way this thing should work, I'm thinking everybody should have a chance to be chair, okay? So we put in chair for the resource. We got a vice chair. Now we put in a chair for Rec and Trans. I'm the vice chair resource, so hopefully next year we can change that and I'll take the chair position. So we probably ought to get somebody else. So a substitute motion for me would be Byard. You want to serve that?
Sure.
You haven't done that. So Byard Kershaw to be the vice chair. Is that okay with you, Tony?
Or I'll withdraw my motion then.
You what?
He withdrew.
I'll withdraw my motion.
So now we have a motion for Byard on the table.
Oh, okay.
I'll second.
We have a second.
Kelly seconds.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any opposed? Okay. We've got chair and vice chair covered for this coming year for 2023. All right. Now the election of a treasurer. Let's see.
Well, that's the best one right there.
Who's treasurer?
Who was serving?
I don't know if we had one.
Yeah. Was that you, Clay? Were you kind of doing that?
No, it has to be a board.
It was Noah's Lads, and then I don't know officially last year because Andy was kind of doing treasurer stuff.
I'll move we put Bart in there. He's used to handle large sums of money. He told me they got
for construction projects.
They had $150 million
of Ben's
friends.
I don't do that. We send that out to all our network partners. Please.
So I think that the treasurer and the clerk, they don't necessarily have to be board members.
Oh, okay.
I just did the training yesterday. Oh. And they don't have to be board members, but they do need to be appointed.
So could your treasurer and clerk This is just, well, never mind.
If they can be the same?
No.
No,
they can't. No, but, or other designated person not performing treasurer duties.
But no, but they could be, but your, what I'm saying is your treasurer could be somebody that's not a board member, and your clerk could also be somebody that's not a board member. So you could have two non-board member positions that serve in those roles.
Why would we do that?
Why
you mean you guys would do it? Oh, I see.
No, we're just,
no,
he's just saying.
No.
It's just an option.
Yeah, it's an option. Typically, the way this board has worked is that the treasurer has been a board member. There's been a few times where the treasurer hasn't.
But I remember we put someone else in. I was the treasurer for a couple of years, and then we put somebody else in.
But were you
a
board
member? Let's just be fair. I'm not against.
Yeah.
I'm not against doing the work. If I was. I mean, it doesn't seem to be that onerous, but I'm also, you know, it's good to know what money's coming in, and I think we need to be very transparent about it, and I want to know what that changes every year from the state pulp funds that we get.
And that's good. And it's set up pretty well.
Yeah, it's set up pretty well. It's easy.
To
I already have access to one of the accounts, so.
And you have to be bonded. How does that work here?
Have you ever been arrested, Bart?
No.
Yeah.
You're not on probation.
Does that fall under the county blanket?
Yeah, because it's basically you're following the policy of the county.
County, or is it the special service district has its own?
Well, we do have our own, but for that specifically, I don't know that there is. I haven't found anything yet, so then it would fall under whatever the county is.
Does the treasurer sign the checks or what?
Treasurer?
Yeah.
The treasurer can be a signer,
yes.
So the chair and the vice chair sign.
The chair, vice chair, and the treasurer all probably have to be bonded. Is that correct?
I don't think it's the chair and the vice chair do.
Okay. Just the treasurer.
So for these tasks on the treasurer, it says sign checks after determining that sufficient funds are available. Maintain custody of all money, which basically means all money has to be in those accounts. Deposit and invest all money in accordance with the state money management. That's essentially what. Who's running? Who's our accountant? Yeah, so that's what you're doing, right? So basically, we need to talk.
Yeah,
receive all public funds.
But that's also. That can be done, like, I mean, unless you want to do the account stuff, that is allowed and is legal for the clerk to do that alongside the treasurer. So, especially at a local district here, that's not, we don't have a lot of money, so that is allowed with you. So, like, the end of year reports and all that stuff, the financial certification, the fraud risk assessment and all that stuff, that's done by you, but you can't do it without me, and it's the same way with that. So that is allowed to do that together, or have the clerk do it, if that makes sense.
Okay, it does.
Okay. Yes, we do. Well, I mean, you haven't been elected yet, so.
I know, I'm just, okay. Just want to be with it.
We had a motion to elect Bart as the treasurer. Do we have a second?
I think I seconded.
Oh, you did? All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Bart,
yeah, that didn't count.
Yeah.
Okay. We have hereby elected Bart Batista as the treasurer for the board for the coming year. The next item of business is the bank account. We need to, you know, switch around the names, remove some, add others. Is that something you'll bring the cards, the signature cards and things, or do you have that available now?
Yeah, I will just need to have, so on the bank account right now is Tony, Lance, and Andy have access to the bank account. So we will need to have, and I can't do anything with it, I'll have Tony call. I told Tony before the meeting that I would give him kind of a list to make sure he gets a hold of the bank to, because he does need to remove some names and then add some names, and I will be there. In fact, I'm going to go there. They'll call Tony, and then I can get all that stuff for you to add everybody on the bank accounts. So, Tony, I'll be getting a hold of you. Yeah.
Right. I think you just need to take a copy of the minutes where they were appointed and then they can go in at their leisure to sign those cards.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to Victoria. She's good. She's easy. So whatever she needs, I'll get that handled.
I think you can do electronically now, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
It's anything like science. You got to show up in person, sign in triplicate, and do two backflips.
And see your card, something. Yeah.
Yeah, you're electronic.
Just the card.
One thing, Mr. Chairman, I'd mention, we had a year audit at the Water District, and one of the things that they said we should do is each month, we have a much larger budget, of course, than this, but that you pass out a copy of the check register, what checks have been that last month, and every board member signed that they'd looked at it. And I'm just saying, that's what the auditor said we should do, so we did that. They get the check register, they go around, they see what checks, and, you know, we're doing 100 checks a month, you're doing one or two, right? But if you want to do that you won't, when you get audited, which sometimes you will, you're following the procedures. I think it's a good idea.
Districts.
Just look at it and see where we are.
That's
we kind of know where we stand. Copy of the PTIF, a copy of the state bank. Is that too hard?
Well, I've been doing that.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have the bank, it doesn't have the actual checks, but yeah. In our meetings, the quarterly updates, when I attach that stuff, it'll have our bank reconciliation stuff. So,
but if you want a signature, if those present saw it, then that'll be, you need to have something.
They just give us the month, you know, the monthly check that you get that shows that your statement every month, uh-huh. that you get it.
Yep.
They just take that statement, Amanda does, gives it out, everybody looks at it, oh yeah, those checks, here we are, initial it. That way, you really reduce the chance for fraud because you're looking at the actual statement. You're seeing how many checks there are. So, I mean, that's what came out of our audit. We had never done that before, but now we've been doing it. So,
well, there's two ways to do it because I do it the other way where you don't actually see the physical check, but what I've been handing out at the meetings is I think it's called the bank register.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about, the statement. Yeah. The checks are on the statement because they take a picture of the check,
right.
Pull it up, well, and you'll say, okay, here's check such and such, and it's all you got to do is give the register report.
Right.
It's called the register report.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing, and it shows after I reconcile everything.
Perfect, yeah.
Then I've handed that out a few times.
But what's not happening is our initial on it so that then you have a record that we did review.
Everybody looked at it. That's what they told us we had to do, Clayton.
That's fine.
That's Mr. Dougal.
Yeah.
Frugal Dougal.
Yeah.
So.
Either way, whatever you guys want to adopt, if that would be part of the policy.
Well, Andy said that other special service districts do that as well. You said that was the best management practice recommended by the auditor.
Exactly.
If we want to get ahead of the game, it sounds like that seems like something we should be doing too.
They told us we had to do it, so.
To sign it.
Yeah.
To sign it.
A motion to approve.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just initial.
We've looked at it and approved it.
Okay. The next item is the board member terms and training. I believe our terms are just for the calendar year, 2023. Is that correct?
Your terms are 4 years.
They're 4 years as far as board members.
They were the same that we talked about in resource.
Okay.
The training is the only annual training is the Open and Public Meetings Act that everybody should take.
Every year?
Every year.
Have you already sent that link out to us?
No, I can't. It's on the state auditor site, so let me make a note, send that out.
Is that, are we going to do where, if we've had it with some other meeting, because we had it in the resource or the planning committee.
You can email that to me. Yeah, it doesn't need to be specifically for this. Just once a year in January.
Open.
Did you take it this year?
Yeah, it was just the other night.
Yeah, yeah. So you can just send that to me, and I'll get it to Cresta to update.
I don't remember if we got actually. You mean a certificate or a?
You should have got a certificate.
Yeah,
but he said he sent it.
Well, someone came to find too. But yeah, probably Kent came to planning meeting and did the training for him in person.
It was wrong.
Oh yeah, like they do with at the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
Rob did the training.
Yeah, then that would also count. I don't know how.
I don't know how you report that.
Yeah, I don't either. I'll follow up, but you're taking it, so yeah.
I was just wondering, do we want to ask Andy if he wants to serve on the board? I know he is now, but he'll be released. So I was wondering if we could.
Yeah, I think the new commission was kind of having that discussion as to.
Okay, sorry, I didn't get it.
Maybe have them weigh in on it. I don't know where they're at.
This is Commissioner Kubea. We're still in discussion on whether to leave the commissioners on that were on with the prior commissioners. The discussion was not to have a commissioner on there anymore, but in the future.
One that is presently serving, but I can see where it could be beneficial. This is Lance. I think it could be beneficial to, you know, with the experience and whatnot, to have a, you know, former commissioners stay on the board and because of their knowledge of how things are working. So I think.
Right, and every board's different. Like the resource board, Commissioner Myers has to be on that board because it's not an SSD, it's a little different board, and the commissioner has to be on that board. But in the paperwork I was reading, that the attorney, Rob Van Dyke, gave to us as commissioners explaining all the different boards and SSDs, you can have up to 15 people in your resource committee. So, but one thing I did notice in there is it says that the resource committee is only for 2 years, but the paperwork he gave me didn't say any time frame for the rec and trans, so it's something we need to follow up with Rob about the exact terms on those two boards, because it doesn't sound like they're exactly the same time frame, even though the same people serve on both the boards.
Yeah, I thought we changed that.
I feel like Andy has been an asset to serve with us. So if he'd agreed to stay, I don't know why we couldn't put him back on the board.
I would agree.
Well, he's still on the board right now. He hasn't been taken off the board. So right now he is a member.
I think then we're saying we'd love to have him kept on the board. But I mean, at least Tony and I have expressed that.
I agree. I'd like to have him stay on the board.
Me too.
Some of the things that we, and this is for the two commissioners, not understanding a lot of the issues that have happened over the last 4 years. For instance, this whole issue with the lawsuits and how we're pursuing on the lawsuits, to have that institutional knowledge as we move forward with two new commissioners is very, very valuable for me, and I think it would be for you too, for both the new commissioners to have that knowledge and where you're pursuing. So that's just my recommendation, but you guys can do what you can do what you want. You got elected, so
yeah.
Right, I believe that, like I said, Andy's on the board for now. Celeste will have to be added. So whether Andy leaves and Celeste is added, that hasn't been decided right now. You know, but I know from at least the reading I did that the board can be expanded up to 15 people on the resource board. So it seems like they both could, you know, be on the board. But
15 people, right.
So I hear you. I agree. Continuity is important.
Well, we'd have to reduce any kind of per diem we'd pay because we'd spend all our budget on people coming to meetings. So, if you want to do that, we don't have that big a budget to pay everybody to come to the meeting. So,
yeah. Okay. Any other comments on that? Okay. All right. The updates on previous projects. Kelly, have you got? Mm-hmm. I know we've talked about the, what's that, the table, the mesa.
Yeah, Tilt Mesa, they're still building it. Weather's shut them down a little bit, but it's still moving ahead.
And do you think, have you heard of anything else in the works, or new trails that anybody's looking into?
There's some stuff in Arizona that's being worked on, some mountain bike trails, kind of out in the same vicinity. Mm-hmm. And but that's about it. The East Zion on private property, there's some trail building happening for some bike trails up there, but that's kind of been shut down because of the winter as well.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So should we talk about that feasibility study they're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Where's this at?
So, we've been working with, we got a grant from UDOT to do a feasibility study. I send it to Clayton and Taylor to distribute, but the study, find it here, it's a highway corridor feasibility study for a paved trail. And we have a, we've been working with UDOT on this feasibility study, which is, UDOT has been managing the project in collaboration with us. And Sunrise Engineering was selected to do the work, and they have a draft plan. It's an active transportation plan for SR9 and US 89.
Wow, good.
It's a paved trail from Kanab to Glendale and Mount Carmel to the private property where the trail will be built right now. So the east end of Zion. I send it out, like I said. Love to get some feedback on it.
You sent it out?
Yeah, I just send it to you and Taylor.
Just this morning.
They've got budget information and trail alignment. And there's some jaw-dropping numbers, as you'll notice. It's very expensive.
Can I jump in on that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's jaw-dropping numbers, but the thing is, there's budget available. There potentially is budget available that we could get it. And the only way we can get it is if we get a study like this done.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And in the trail meetings that we had, there was some discussion about this, about what's the best way to approach it, and really what they're looking at is doing shovel-ready projects. And so right now, I don't think the county's made a decision yet on how they want to do it, but looking at starting doing NEPA on the project as well, because some of it does, it goes through UDOT, some through BLM, but we're trying to avoid BLM as much as possible. But get the environmental analysis done now so that we could have a full package, that study plus the environmental, for an application for budget funding. UDOT's and really the lead on this, but were they going to request money for EAs from us?
Well, that's all needs to be determined.
That's kind of the discussion that's going on right now.
Yeah, and part of the timeline is having this draft done to present to the legislature this session. Last year they gave a lot of money to UDOT, and we actually applied for a grant for UDOT funding, even though we didn't have this plan done. So we were the most expensive project on the TIF list, the transportation infrastructure list. We were number 49 out of 52 projects, which is pretty good for not having anything done. So hopefully we can come up on that priority list, and this plan is the first step in that process. And I think it's worth noting that there's a bunch of resources for these kinds of projects at the state, and such as the outdoor recreation grant. That application comes open January 17th and it ends March 17th. So these are all dates we need to have in mind. This is all, we get our matching funds from Rec and Trans, and that helps us leverage funding with the state through these grant programs, which we've been really successful at getting. So the outdoor recreation grant deadline is March 17th. The recreational trails program, that's through state parks, that deadline is May the 5th. There's also the OHV grant, and I know Taylor and Clayton know about that one. That one is twice per year, and the deadline is March 31st, and the other deadline is July 31st. And Mike's especially familiar with that program because he started it. So this is registrations from OHVs.
Yeah, all the money comes from that.
That goes into this fund.
So how much money are we talking that could be available?
Millions.
A lot. And well, then there's
statewide,
also,
there's a ton of money.
And this is like a $40 million project, isn't it? Like it's this alignment is a very expensive project. And there's some difficult areas that have to be bridged, it's not just rubbing some dirt
in a part.
And then there's another fund that's going to. They're still working out the details of it, but it's called the Outdoor Adventure Commission, and that's a sales tax funding mechanism where, like, the outdoor recreation grant is all transient room tax.
Right.
So the Outdoor Adventure Commission is something new. They're still working out all the details of it, but there's going to be a significant amount of funding there as
well. That's just a Utah State Commission.
Yeah.
So this...
Who's writing the grants?
Well, I've written most of them. I've written a lot of them for projects I've been involved with. But we need shovel-ready projects.
So we still need the environmental still done, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and which we're in the middle of, like with East Zion, we're still in the middle of that planning. Mm-hmm.
But for this project here, what do we need? Do we need to do it? What's the action items for us on this?
Well, review the plan, I think, and get some comments back. We just want to finish up the plan. The engineers didn't spend all of the money. Kane County pitched in
50.
I think it was 30.
30.
And then UDOT did 67, something like that. And then UDOT is managing the whole thing. So Sunrise didn't spend all of the money. And so we want to maximize the contract.
Who's your contact engineer on that?
Aaron Everett.
Oh, Aaron up in Uinta County.
Yeah. And he's done a bunch of these, and he's really great.
Yeah, he's great.
So I told him with the remaining money, we should work on a connection to the new school, the new elementary school in the Ranchos, remaining funds.
So this trail, is it a paved trail?
It is.
Well, this is kind of the elephant in the room, and Tony will probably want to talk to this. So the money's coming from OHV registration.
This is different. Okay. So I was just bringing that up just to say that these grants are
okay.
We need
I'm just
to be
saying
aware.
That you got to, and how do we deal with that? Because the paved trails don't want the OHVs on them, right?
The FIG grant people are pretty picky about that. I know that the sheriff's office applied for a FIG grant last year, and they included in their grant a couple of electric bikes for access to rescue on trails.
And they denied it. Yeah,
because
and it's how that usually works. So let's say there's a project, and let's say it's 40%. Pedestrian, bikes, whatever, and but 60%, and they just say to estimate it, so let's say 60% is going to be for OHV, so the FIG grant can pay for that 60% of the OHV users, whatever. So,
you say it's called a what grant?
The financial incentive grant, or FIG.
That's our acronym.
Yeah. Lots of acronyms.
I've got a 10 o'clock Zoom. I gotta go hop on.
But so the thank you.
Where are you going?
I got a 10 o'clock Zoom. I gotta go get on.
Okay.
At 11.
Thanks, Andy.
Or on 11. Sorry. Thanks, Andy. Yeah. Thanks.
So check out the study. This is it. It's all on a website. It's pretty interesting. to go through it.
What is it? FIG, F-I means what again?
Financial Incentive Grant. That's for the OHVs.
Are you going to send that out to us, Clayton?
Yeah, you're talking. Still talking about the one you sent to me, Kelly, right?
Yeah.
I'll send it out right now.
So we just want everyone to check it out.
I think that'd be a fantastic asset to our
it would.
Area.
And I think what will ultimately happen is phasing. You know, what parks could we do the leg from Knapp to Best Friends, or could we do the part from Mount Carmel to Glendale?
Right. But you know, I think that would be. I mean, as I just think about it, I think it would be very helpful to the valley. I mean, because there'd be people from Knapp that are staying in Knapp that love to bike. Let's hop, run over to Valley and we'll eat lunch there. You know, mm-hmm. I really believe, or run all the way out. And you're saying all the way
valley
to
cross country is a safe place to run.
Right.
Running.
Totally. Yeah. And I all guess people too. Yeah.
So where are they going with that? Is it just right along the road?
For the most part.
Because one side of that road now, all the OHVs are going from, what's the name of that company?
East Zion.
Experiences, yeah.
Right.
Steve Neeleman. And so
right.
That's what I'm trying to say is that if you put that in that side, you can eliminate all the OHV traffic
that's not going
up and doing all the tours
right,
and stuff.
Which that's not the goal either.
Okay.
Is to it's not eliminate the goal, that.
But you've only got so much highway.
Right. Right. So
where was the EA done?
Well, it hasn't been done.
I mean, where are they going to do it? On that side there?
For that part, Mount Carmel, it kind of it looks like they've got it on the west side of the road.
Okay.
So with this, you can...
And I think the OHVs are on the east side, aren't they, mainly?
Yeah, they go on this side.
Yeah. Okay.
So with this website, you can go through the whole alignment of it and what they have proposed. In some places, there's two proposals. Like, you could go up by Moki Cave, or you could go through Best Friends.
So make sure Aaron knows to get in touch with that East Science tour group, okay?
Right, yeah.
So
we've
don't get into a big...
Right, we've been
we
talking
build that
to
and take away their access. That's
right.
Going to
That's not the goal
okay.
at all.
I know it's not the goal. I'm just saying, you're going to run into conflicts from here on out as we build these. I'm 100% in favor of the paved trails, and I'm also in favor of the OHVs being able to use those roads too. Or not necessarily the paved ones, but have a place there for them.
Well,
but,
and so part of their proposal, it would take the trail down along the creek up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we can have some separated uses.
Yeah.
But you can go through this whole plan, and they've got the trail alignment matches up with pictures of the areas and their whole analysis.
I love it. So. I mean, with e-bikes that I don't have to pedal uphill, I'm a fan of those now, okay? So I can go biking and say, man, I put in 30 miles today. My finger's so sore, man. My thumb is.
Kelly?
Have you got one of those, Lance?
No.
They're great.
What's that?
I don't
Tony?
Have one. I just
Tony's
called a four-wheeler.
Tony's got a question.
Tony has a question.
Tony has a question.
Go ahead, Tony.
Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've looked at it, but using that old highway up by Peekaboo would save you a lot of money.
That's one of the alignments. One question that came up in the trails meeting, and hasn't gone any further, was if we want to connect this to the schools, we need to get the cities buy-in because they control all those.
Yeah.
So, and they're never at these meetings. Have they been engaged? Or
they have.
Okay.
That would be great, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are they assigning somebody to it?
Need to follow up on that.
Okay.
They've kind of initially said Arlen Chamberlain. Been interested.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Lance, can I just do a follow-up really quick? Just so I don't miss anything. Okay, so this board wants to move all the money from the savings to the PTIF, right? First find out if that's doable and move it to the PTIF.
Well, I think there needs to be a number that in an operational fund, you probably ought to give some direction on that. How much do you need in the state bank so we can pay
our
bills?
That's for the checking account.
Yeah, the checking account,
right.
How much you need.
But which we have to have our, basically...
20,000?
No, they... Because you can't write checks out of the PTIF. That's
no,
basically
no, I
our...
I understand, but you can transfer
yeah,
real
you
quick.
Can,
yeah.
And there are... I'll follow up on that.
Yeah, literally you can call them on the phone and say, would you please move 100,000 into our checking account?
Yeah,
and
I've,
link them, right?
Yeah, I've done that already,
okay.
Yeah.
So how much do you need in the operation funds on a daily basis or a monthly basis?
Enough to cover our balance.
Okay.
Our budget.
Right,
basically.
Yeah, okay.
And that's, yeah, so...
How much is that about?
I mean, 250,000 typically.
No, I mean in the state bank.
300? Isn't that
300,000? No, how much do we need at any
to keep
time
in there
in the checking account?
I don't know because it's. I don't know. I'll find out.
Yeah, we see.
Yeah.
That.
So what comes out of there? Do you guys' salaries come out of there?
No.
What comes
like
out
that,
of there?
Just. But like that $25,000 for
yeah, know, anything or, that any money that we spend.
If we,
oh yeah.
Yeah so
once we
to,
approve something,
right.
And give money.
Yeah.
But,
so I'm saying, Clayton. All I'm saying is this: I would have all the money in the PTIF at almost 4% interest and as little amount of money as possible in state bank. You don't want 200,000 in state bank because you're getting hit for, I mean, just go figure that out. That's a lot of money. It doesn't seem like a lot, but for here, I mean, it's a significant amount of money from 4% down to 0%.
It was like 700, it was like a good amount every month was coming back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's 12,000 a year, $315,000
yeah.
Just sitting.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Because as far as I know, it doesn't matter where it's at, really. It's just that we have that money. So
I think that was the thing. Accounts. It's like, get rid of savings, put
yeah.
it all in PTIF, and just checking, make sure we have enough to cover our operating budget for the whatever the appropriate amount of time is, and that's kind
yeah.
of the recommendation.
Yeah, and I'll look into the...
Just that interest will cover our per diem we get every month. It'll cover the whole thing and a whole lot more.
Right.
I mean, it's a big deal. That mm-hmm. got up to, I remember years and years ago, that got up to over 6% in the PTIF.
Okay,
so
how much
you were making on that. It's like a CD, a really good yeah. solid CD, you know.
So I'll follow up on that. And then it was mentioned maybe a policy to how many in-person board members need to be here or on the phone. Right now, it doesn't matter. If you want to make that a policy, you do. Or you can.
Here's the only reason I'm saying that. This is just me thinking. It's public perception. If you got a board and the people want to come in and talk to the board and everybody's on that and there's nobody here but one person, it's bad perception. So you should only have a few people. I mean, to me, that's I know everybody's doing things on the thing, but I think as a board, you got to try to be to these meetings. If you can't be to the meetings, you probably ought to get off the board.
I think
board.
Most people try to
yeah.
be here.
And there's always
yeah.
an exception,
always, yeah.
and then that's
yeah.
good to jump in on the
yeah.
phone.
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah, I think that's great.
So just leave it as is, basically.
Right.
Just try to be here.
And then try to be okay. here as best you can.
Yeah.
And then I'll send that out, that email, Kelly, for that. I think that was pretty much it. Tony, I'll get with you and the bank stuff, you know, adding
okay.
and removing members, so I'll get with you on that. I'll send the link out
right.
for the meetings. The open and public meetings training that everybody needs to take. It sounds like Bayard already took it, and I'll just find out if that's what we... Maybe Kent Burgraff can just send us something that said you
is
took
it. Is this the same number, both the phone number and the other number, the same all the time?
It is, Tony, yes.
Okay.
And then... Yeah. And then as far as members and things, we're like... Commissioner Cabello was saying they'll probably end up being a change, whether it's adding a commissioner here or not having a commissioner. We'll keep you up to date when we know that there's a final decision. Either way, the county ordinance would just need to change. And then, because right now it says if you're on the resource committee, then you've got to be on the rec and trans. So that would probably change at the county level. So we, as of right now, have no changes to this board until we hear from the county level on ordinance or policy. And then we'll keep you up to date on what that is.
What's the phone number to call in here?
It's at the bottom of your agenda right there, Mike. The right one. This one right here. Right there. Phone in. So that's those assignments for me. I'll get that out.
All right.
Great.
Okay. There's nothing else, and I'll make a motion to adjourn.
You can't make a motion. You're the chair.
I'd like to ask just a quick question.
Sorry.
I've gotten a since this is ATV stuff also. We've been getting these notifications about some online training that all ATV operators have to take.
That's new.
And I guess, does anybody know? I don't know the link right off.
I can get you the link. I have actually
shared that out. Guides or anybody?
Everybody.
Any operator.
ATV safety course.
How do they police that?
I don't know. Unless they print out a certificate that you have to carry with your insurance card and all that. If you're off road licensed.
Just a minute.
Go ahead.
It's a new license plate. And if you don't have a highway license plate, then you get one of these license plates. So they can police if they go out and catch somebody, or if you want to turn somebody in, you got the license plate right there, they can send it in and find out who it is.
So anybody on a
online training.
Like, why do they get a license?
So if it's not street legal, you have
everybody on a side to side or an ATV has to take this course and get a license plate.
I got all four of them.
That's crazy.
So then you
what
get
about
the new
that,
license plate.
That doesn't
plate
count for me because I've got a farm sticker on my vehicle, man. I don't have to get a license plate.
Taylor, do you have any
implement of animal
inside information on how much this will be enforced?
Put that in the law.
In this county?
And what's that, Byron? What were you saying?
Well, the question is we go online and take the course, then does that, next time my registration comes up for my...
It's a one-time course. You take it one time, that's it.
And you'll never, ever wreck again. You'll never tip over again. You're safe.
Do you have to go do it on the ground, or it's just a course you take?
No, it's online. It's online.
But do you get a new license plate when your registration comes up? That's my question.
Yes, I registered my four-wheel, and I got a license plate.
No, it's a one-time thing.
Hey, just think, Tony, I'll never wreck any of your wheelers ever again.
You say you've got that link?
I have it. I'll send that. I got that.
He did wreck into him?
Let's just say I may have tipped one over link.
And
but it wasn't your own.
Is that it there?
Yeah, this is it.
Can you just send that to the group?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Tony.
So, all right.
Hey, Tony, are you home? Are you home, Tony?
He's not.
No, I'm in the VA down to St. George.
Okay.
So I think we didn't appoint another district officer, which is the clerk. All right? I think you're supposed to, there's like a vice chair isn't mandatory, but a chair, treasurer, and a clerk is mandatory. The clerk and the treasurer can't be the same. Either, but it doesn't have to be a board member. Well, I always
I am
you're the clerk,
which would be
I think we should just keep on.
Yeah, that I talked to.
We need to make it official.
Was she considered the clerk before?
I don't think so. The only ones, because if I am it already, as long as you're not appointing a new one, it's not like a yearly thing.
Well, and then. The other thing is, each board needs to review the personnel policy. But I don't know, it's kind of interesting because this board, it's its own special service district, but then we use county staff to staff it. So, but anyway, just from doing the training yesterday, it said we have to
review that all board. MOU? We have an MOU.
Well, it's just a personnel policy on like hiring.
Yeah, I can
send administrative stuff.
But you don't have any input. You don't have any.
But
we have that in policy.
Right.
You want to review it, is what you're saying.
Well, it's mandatory that it has to be reviewed every year by each board.
What it says, right? But the actual policy's not.
Well, which would be part of this.
Yeah.
Right? Like board member responsibilities.
So that little excerpt is from the little manual. Yeah. So it's all in the little manual if you would review
so
that.
So is your committee a county committee, your trails committee?
It's just a volunteer, no authority, no funding.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Okay, I'll make anything a motion else? To adjourn if we...
Okay, we have a second.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Mr. Chairman, you got to cut these
Thank you.
Down. You're going way